I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World.
And I'm Rupa Shenoy. The White House will be changing hands on Friday. And it's worth noting, it goes deeper than just who's sitting in the Oval Office. The demographics of the White House staff will also change. The Obama administration has been the most diverse in U.S. history, thanks to staffers like Gabriela Chokier.
It's just unbelievable to be sitting in a meeting and have that diversity be completely normal.
Chokier's job at the White House is senior director of Hispanic media. Her parents are from Argentina. She grew up in California, but visited Argentina every year to see her family. She worked at the State Department before joining the White House last year.
A couple weeks into this job, I had the unbelievable opportunity to travel with the president to Cuba, such a historic trip. And following Cuba, the whole trip continued on to Argentina, which is home for me. And it was really emotional to be in places that were so routine for me and part of my life growing up. I could not have been more proud to have my worlds unite. There had not been a president that visited Argentina in, I believe, more than a dozen years. So to have a front row seat to that was just humbling.
Were your parents ever concerned that this job would consume you?
Well, I think my mom wished I got a little more sleep, but my mom had the opportunity to come recently to the White House and have a photo taken with me and the president in the Oval Office. And she said to the president, "In Argentina, we say hello with a kiss." And so the president said to her in Spanish, "Encantado," which means a pleasure, and gave her two kisses. And I don't think my mom has washed her cheeks yet. And just to take that moment in was overwhelming joy.
So years from now, what moments are you going to remember?
I think the fun ones I'll never forget when we had the Latin rock legends Maná come to the White House for Cinco de Mayo. And I was standing with them in the hallways of the West Wing. And, you know, Secret Service asked us to stand to the side, which usually meant one of the principals was coming through. And next thing we knew, here comes the VP. And he sees us kind of up against the wall. And he throws himself up against the wall. And he says, "Who's coming? Who is it? Who's coming?" You know, and it was just such a moment of like innocence and fun. And I looked at him and I said, "Sir, this is the bad Maná." And he goes, "I know. We were just at the party together." And I was like, of course you were. So, you know, those are the moments that will make me smile forever. Or interacting with the president, I was able to brief him before we went to Cuba in the Oval Office. And I'll never forget walking out of the Oval Office and I was standing with Cecilia Munoz, who's the head of the Domestic Policy Council. And I looked at her and I said, "Just a normal day at the office." And she looks at me and says, "Just take it in. Just take it in." And to get to know some of these people that the rest of the world perhaps only gets to see through TV or through newspapers has meant the world to me.
Did it feel like being in a movie?
Every day.
Really?
Well, you know, I still think it's crazy that I have gotten the opportunity to roam around the West Wing like I belong.
Belong. That sounds really significant.
Yeah, I think irrelevant of political party, this is the White House. To have a seat at the table of these conversations is really, really special. And there's a lot to keep fighting for, but at least we fought for so much and accomplished so much these past few years. And I'm just so grateful to have been part of this.
So what happens now for you?
Vacation. I'm really excited about it. I'm going to Hawaii. So I'm going to take a break and then perhaps a long nap. And we'll see what comes after that.
That was Gabriela Chokier, Senior Director of Hispanic Media at the White House.